Calvin Hill joins us on Sports Byline, the former NFL running back who played 12 seasons in the NFL, six of those 12 with the Dallas Cowboys, a couple of seasons with the Redskins, and four with the Cleveland Browns, and he also played a season in the WFL. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, and he became the first Cowboy running back to have a 1,000-yard rushing season, and he repeated that feat then the following season with 1,142 yards rushing. Calvin, let me ask you, you grew up in Baltimore. How does a kid from Baltimore and a black working family end up at a private school in the Bronx?
Well, it was a college prep school. Actually, I'm from Baltimore originally, and but in the ninth grade, I won a scholarship to go to Riverdale Country School. It's in the Riverdale-Fieldston section of the Bronx, but at the time, it was a boarding school. So, you know, I left Baltimore in 61 in the ninth grade at 14 and went up to Riverdale where I spent my ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
The atmosphere in an environment like that for a young man who's in his teens, what was that like for you and how did it help round you out as a person?
Well, you know, to be sure, you know, in 1961, I was going from a a predominantly black environment. In fact, you know, I was in segregated schools up until the eighth grade through the eighth grade, and I had never really been exposed to anything other than an all black environment. So that was my first exposure to anything other than what I'd been raised in for 14 years, and it was eye opening. I mean, obviously, my father was a construction worker, so, you know, most of the kids there were, you know, were upper middle class or, you know, above that. But there was a diversity at the school. There were international students. There were lots of students from, you know, parts of New York and from New York City. And it was really my first exposure to a to the diversity that we hear so much about now. And it really just opened my eyes in so many ways.
What were some of the big challenges you faced early going trying to adjust socialization-wise?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge, you know, obviously, you know, I like to say that when I went to Riverdale in the ninth grade, you know, when kids talked about the market, I thought they were talking about, you know, A&P or a shopping center, shopping market. I didn't realize, you know, what they were talking about. And, you know, I mean, these kids had experiences, you know, some of them had lived abroad. And then, you know, the exposure to different ethnicities, which was something, you know, I had never been exposed to. I mean, like I like to say, you know, everybody in my community was Baptist, with the exception of a Methodist, a few Methodists, and a few Catholic, and a few Presbyterians. But you know, at Riverdale, there were kids of all different cultural persuasions and religious persuasions, and it was just an eye opener. You know, my first day at Riverdale, the day is etched in my mind. It was September 19th, 1961, and I was met by a man, he's a man now. He was in my grade. He was my escort for the day. And the first question he asked me was, you know, where I was going to college. And, you know, I mean, that wasn't something that, you know, we thought about, you know, where I'd come from. He said, I'm going to Brown. And I'd never heard of Brown. You know, my mother told me, she said, if you don't know anything, keep your mouth shut. So I didn't say anything. And I subsequently found, you know, by the end of the day, you know, I discovered what Brown was or, you know, where it is. And by the end of 4 years, I knew a lot about the Ivy League and other schools that, you know, were not a part of my my exposure prior to going to Riverdale.
You were introduced to organized football at Riverdale. You were the starting quarterback as a sophomore, and I'm just wondering, because I've seen it happen before, that people that succeed maybe in sports, that eases their way along in socialization. Was it that way for you, Calvin?
It was. It was. I played freshman football, and you know, once I was able to achieve a little success in that, it made it easier for me. You know, obviously, I got to know the members of the team, you know, pretty well, and those members helped ease, you know, my way from a social standpoint. And, you know, even today, you know, 50 years after that, you know, after I graduated almost, I'm still friends with, you know, members of that football team and members of the school. It was a very, very close-knit school. It was headed by, you know, the leaders of the school, the headmaster and the various heads of the various classes were just really just outstanding teachers and mentors, and it was, you know, four of the best years of my life.
Calvin Hill is with us on Sports Byline. He played for 12 seasons in the NFL, six of those with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk a little bit about his pro career later on, but tell me a little bit about Frank Bertino, because he, when he retired, he had a record of 247 wins, 47 losses, and six ties.
Well, you know, Coach Bertino was, you know, I tell people that, you know, I used to give speeches, and I would talk about the fact that I'd been coached by Tom Landry and George Allen, but I always reminded them that, you know, my first great coach was a man named Frank Bertino, and I mean, he, you know, we never lost. When I graduated, we had a 51-game winning streak, and so he was an excellent football coach. But you know, in terms of, you know, technique, and, you know, we certainly took an intellectual approach to the game, and I always felt we were, you know, we understood the game a lot better than our opponents. But the thing that was also, you know, fascinating and great about him, and I realized that a lot of it after I left, you know, the values of the game, you know, that you hear so much about, you know, he really, you know, emphasized those values. You know, he was honest. You know, honesty was the trademark of his coaching. You know, the things that were important about his teams. You know, they were honest, and he was honest. You know, there was a tremendous amount of trust among the members of the team. We were able to play for one another. It was one of the first times that, you know, I really became part of something bigger than myself, I think. And, you know, we communicated. It was just a great experience for a 14-year-old kid.
You quarterbacked the team for three undefeated seasons, and then, of course, you had to make a decision about where you wanted to go to college. Is the story true that you desired to play in a stadium with a large seating capacity and were impressed by the large crowd, over 70,000, watching Yale play Dartmouth at the Yale Bowl?
I was interested in actually playing at a large school. You know, I made a couple of All-America teams my senior year, and I was being recruited by some of the bigger schools. And but I did take a visit up to Yale, and it was the Yale Dartmouth game of 1964. My senior year, going into, you know, my senior year, I graduated in 65, and Yale played Dartmouth, and it was a beautiful day, and they had 70,000 people at the Yale Bowl, and Yale won, I think, 14-7, and then afterwards, my host, you know, showed me around the campus, and even today, I think it's one of the most beautiful college campuses. It's an urban campus of sorts, but it's just a beautiful place. And I was sold, once I had that experience. And plus, it was close to, New York. It was only a 90-minute train ride, back to New York. But, I was just sold. I mean, and then Yale has a great, great Yale football tradition, starting, actually with the father of American football, Walter Camp. So, I was impressed with that tradition, too, and certainly wanted to become a part of it.
We have about 45 seconds before we have to break here. Was it also your desire to be a pioneer, to become the first black quarterback in Yale history?
That's true. And, one of the things that, I thought about Harvard, but Harvard had a black quarterback. I think his name was John McCluskey. And, so Yale, I would have been the first. And that was one of the things that was important to me, as a kid, looking at schools. I wanted to play quarterback, and I wanted to be the first black quarterback.
Calvin Hill has joined us here on Sports Byline. We've talked about his college career. We'll talk a little bit more about it and then move on to the NFL as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.